Shalom, peace and blessings. This is your host, Jabril Israel. Welcome to The Lion's Roar, where we expound upon the mysteries of the heavens. We expound upon the secrets of the holy lineage of Israel. Now, if you were with us yesterday, we discussed exactly what's wrong with the focus of our people globally, just talking about the awakening, the remnant of Israel that is awakening around the world, right? Why is it that as we awaken and there are so many masters, so many supposed scholars, and teachers, and ministers with such supposed great expertise, right? How is it that we still prove to be dysfunctional as a people? Now, I'm just talking about the awakening, right? The diaspora of Africans who are truly the people of Israel. They got scattered throughout the world through the transatlantic and the Arabic slave trades, right? Right? Many of us are awakening, and our leadership, even still, as much as they profess to be masters of the word, have yet to demonstrate to us the proof in the pudding of what exactly it means to reveal the kingdom of heaven from inside you, inside of ourselves. Our blessed Messiah told us to seek the kingdom chiefly within ourselves. And so, in light of that, we discuss the fact that, you know, obviously, none of us know it all. We're all waking up around the world independently, you know. So we should expect some level of dysfunctionality, but we become known very much as the people of Israel are concerned. We become very much known as angry niggas and people who are not necessarily of the highest moral code and conduct. And so the question I want to pose today is Israel, in the state and condition in which we are in today, capable of saving Black America? And so obviously we want to talk about those who see themselves as the people of God in America, particularly the United States of America, right? Can Black people in America save themselves? Better yet, can the Black Hebrew Israelites, the African Americans who have actually found out whose DNA it is that they hold in their veins, right? Who have done the history, the research, and can show up in front of any scientist, any historian, any scholar on history and prove that we indeed are the true and original Hebrews. Can any of us save Black America? Why do I say that? Obviously, we need some deliverance, but for what it's worth, I know we got to wait on our beloved Messiah, but what's wrong with us, right? You know, a lot of us are really, really powerful ministers, and shout out to all my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters that are doing such a wonderful job. I don't want to come off the wrong way. There are a lot of beautiful people that have woken up around the world, a lot of beautiful ministers and pastors and rabbis, mores and teachers. That you know, a lot of times they're not getting the shine. They're not, you know, as well known as a lot of the brothers and sisters who have brought shame on our name, who've disgraced us and made us look like a horrible, horrendous, ugly people before the nations. Not like a light to the nations. The Most High told Abraham that his descendants would be a light to the nations. He told our prophets that we would be a light to the nations. What's wrong with Israel? That today we don't come across all too often, I mean all too often, not all the time, but all too often we don't come across as lights to the nations. We might look like lights amongst our brethren, right? To our lost brothers and sisters who are waking up and just finding out, you know, you give somebody that word and they didn't know who they were and it touches them and the Most High connects with them and they wake up. You know, we might be good at delivering the meat and potatoes of the word. But in terms of the character, the notable, historic, honorable, righteous character, the people of the Bible, right? In terms of the character of the prophets and the righteous, I mean, that are recorded of and written about in the Bible, in terms of our Messiah, the type of character that he held, the type of character that he was renowned for, the type of character that saves peoples, that delivers peoples. Can we today, the people of Israel, stand up and come up with a plan that is adequate to addressing the needs of our people? And so today I want to say that I want to make a vow and an oath to my people, particularly here in my local community, that I'm going to stand up and represent them to the best of my ability in terms of what God's revealed to me, like our brother Daniel. My brother Daniel didn't want to go into the political arena on behalf of the king of Babylon. But he did it on behalf of his people. And here where I live in Louisville, Kentucky, people have been beckoning me for years to not only consider serving in the political realm, but to seriously give it my best effort. I was really reluctant for years to entertain the notion of going into the political realm, but we need political representation as a people. And I want to say this to the people of Israel. Where is our political representation? Where are the people, the lions, that are running around in the streets shouting at white men? Where are they in the courts? Where are they in the global government arena? Where is our representation? Now look, I know some brothers and sisters that have been down in D.C., in New York, you know, trying to put together, you know, efforts to voice a declaration of independence on behalf of the people of Israel. But for some strange reason, we haven't quite gotten there, right? We haven't quite gotten to the seat of the UN. We haven't quite gotten to D.C. and demanded that we know as a people that we're the people of God. We have a piece of real estate on this planet that belongs to us. And we have not demanded that they return us to where they took us from and repair us to the state from which they stole us, to restore us to our positions of freedom and autonomy, sovereignty, and dominion over the lands from which we were stolen, right? We haven't quite done that. Black people in America are in a pinch right now. Because of COVID, black people in America are waking up and realizing that America is not going to play black people's game much longer. That the boundaries of freedom, as fun as they've been for us, the boundaries of freedom given to us in America are not going to be as fun as they used to be. And it doesn't look like we're going back. COVID looks like is making it seem like the law is going to encroach closer and closer upon our lives until we can't move, think, buy, sell, or trade without government surveillance and permission. It seems as if we're moving rapidly towards that course. Now, I know for my Hebrew brothers, that's Mark of the Beast talk. But if you ain't from amongst the awakening, we're all in the same boat. All over the world. The world seems to be gripped by the pandemic in such a way that borders and economies will be regulated on the premise that the world is no longer safe, and schools and businesses and the places where human beings interact has become a place of danger for human beings. And so there's going to be a lot of regulation coming down the pipeline through the legal system all over the world, and particularly for Black people in America. What are we going to do? All right. Now, a lot of my brothers and sisters in the fold are ready to run for the hills and acquiring land and growing food and doing all the right things to prepare for doomsday. But is it for us to just sit by and watch and wait and do nothing? Where, again, is our voice in the political circuit? So, brothers and sisters, listen to me. This is what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to come up with some sort of political stance as a people, okay? We have a right to be a people. We have a right to be a people. We have a right to say we are our own people. We have our own rights and demands. We have a right to say we choose not to be ruled by another people. And we demand to be let go and restored to the places from which our people were stolen. We have a right to say those things. So for my Hebrew brothers and sisters, who know, really I'm talking to the men, but sisters, believe me, we need you. Where is our voice? Where are we in terms of articulating these demands on the global governance court, right? How come nobody in the UN knows this? Now, I know the main problem is that everybody who's Black in America don't identify themselves as the people of God. So obviously we need to spread the word a lot more, right? And even after we spread the word a lot more, we know that a lot of our brothers and sisters, they'd rather be American than any other nationality in the world. And, you know, it's something we got to accept. I was a part of an organization called United Black America for a while. And the premise of representing Black Americans, regardless of the religion, creed, code of conduct, or culture, the premise of representing us as a people who are victims of captivity and in a predicament which is contrary to our best interests. The premise of representing our people geopolitically, I don't mean just locally on a political level, but geopolitically, the importance of that, the importance of brothers like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the importance of Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Nkrumah, I could go on and on. Working on our behalf in the political realms it cannot be questioned. The importance of Black men acting on behalf of our people in the political realms, if we're questioning the importance of that at this day, it's because we are unfit to lead. We are incompetent and incapable of mustering the comprehension necessary to adequately protect and govern our people. And unfortunately, I know, as a people, we've been in that predicament for quite some time. But for those that have awakened, for the people of Israel, This is what I'm going to vow. I'm going to go into our local political arena. I'm going to announce exactly what I'm running for very soon. I'm going to go into our political arena, and I'm going to do everything in my power to empower God's people, regardless of what they may think of me or what they believe in. Okay? Why am I going to do that? Because it's God's people, and God said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And more importantly, one thing that I know, if somebody doesn't step up and represent black people the way they want to be represented right here and right now, we are about to run out of all time to try. Right now, in this moment, this very year, this is like black people's last stand, if you don't know. And when it comes to the political arena, my goodness, this is our last chance. Seriously, these globalists know that if they don't execute a number of items on their agenda within the next 3 years, oh, hell and high water gonna fly, because it's gonna give Africa far too much time to prepare for what they're trying to do. Just lock up every economy. Lock up every form of commerce to the point where no nation can escape the regulation. And they're going to do it first with climate change, and secondly, with income inequality. Thirdly, with public health. Pandemics. Pandemics, climate, oh, Lord have mercy. Who can argue that our climate globally has evolved to a point to where human beings just ain't safe living in a lot of the places where they have traditionally lived? Along the waterways, along the coastline, people's way of life is being inverted by nature, right? The good old Mother Earth and the weather, the storms and the forest fires, the earthquakes, all the dead fish and whales and algae coming up out of the sea. When they say The carbon in the atmosphere is what the globalists are telling us. Too much carbon dioxide being emitted into the atmosphere, and it's just making the earth heat up and warm up, and the ice caps are melting. And what we see, it's inescapable for some people. For a lot of people, there's nowhere to hide right now. Right? And so, Black America, again, what are we gonna do? Again, we have got to come up with some system that works for our people. Here's what we need to do. We need to look at everything the white man done, and we need to replicate it to a T, and then do a hip-hop spin on it, right? Do it our way. But it's gonna take really high morality and discipline to execute such a thing. So people like that are like, you know, whether you like it or not, your political leaders, okay? It's good enough for us to be ministers, oh Israel, oh, black men, sons of Zion, we're supposed to be kings and priests. Kings and priests. Not just ministers. We're supposed to be good shepherds, like looking after lambs You know, making sure they got each and every little thing they need. Right? I know it's easier said than done, but we got to come up with a political system. So first and foremost, we got to elect leaders, one for every state. And we really need to take it further than that. We really need to go one to every major metropolitan city throughout the country. There are 400 major metropolitan centers across the United States. It's by virtue of these 400 metropolitan centers around the United States that America divides up its federal money. Federal dollars go out based upon economic measurements of the 400 largest economic centers around the country. Yeah, there's some different regulations for the rural areas, but really, all us black folk, for the most part, 95% of us black folk live in the cities. We live in the cities. So Black America, one, we need to come up with leadership representation for all 50 states within America. And then we need to have leadership for every individual city. I know that's big, but this is a big country. We're 50 million of us here. Yes, we got a lot of people to manage, right? To represent, to speak for. We need a voice. We need to elect leadership. I know it's a whole lot of hate in the black community, but black people, we got to get this done. Okay, everything that we think in terms of the man closing in on us is actually going down right before our eyes right now. We got to get this done. All right, so first we got to come up with political representation and organization of some format, right? Now, obviously, yeah, we got information we can use. I'm just going over particular points of emphasis right now to give you a synopsis, an outline of what it is I'm proposing. Secondly, we need some sort of defense structure, okay? Defense structure. Now, I live in Louisville, Kentucky. Not only was I here when the NFAC came through, but I got in on the fun, okay? Just put it that way. I was there. I mean, 400% there, okay? As I ask anybody, Jibril Israel was, Ibriway, like, for real. I was there. So, for what it's worth, for the first time in my generation, we saw black people stand up, an armed group of black folk, men and women, running around the country, swinging their guns around, talking about, nigga, we ain't taking that no more. And every time they did it, the police were on their best behavior. Now, one of them black folk got shot by a police officer, and they all knew they had guns. They all knew. Ain't none of them make a mistake. And then black folks around. When they came to Louisville, both of the times they came to Louisville, because they came to Louisville twice, and still, Brother Grandmaster Jay, shout out to Grandmaster Jay, he comes down and shows love. Been through the city a couple times. I was with him not that long ago. Brother, one of the things we did, the cookout in the park, was down here for a couple days. Went down to, local clubs, and I mean the hood joints, We took them to the hood joints and, brother, showed love, But for what it's worth, the notion and the idea and the image of black people standing up for their defense in an organized fashion. When the NFAC was down here at the protests, the most organized, any black protests down in Louisville, Kentucky took place. Anytime throughout the entire movement, up until then. I mean, boy, the police respected us. They applauded us. They respected us. They ain't make no mistakes, and they applauded us. They rode out the red carpet for us. But look, that's how you get respect in America. Black man, sons of Zion. We need some defense. So in each and every one of these 50 states, we not only need a center of political leadership and representation, and we need to break it down to each and every 400 largest metropolitan centers. We need defense systems in each and every one of those metropolitan areas, which first and foremost protect our own communities from us. We're murderers. We demons in our community, right? We eating us. We selling poison to us. We raping, robbing, and pillaging us, right? We need some protection from us and the state, right? We about it down here. You know? Shout out to my brother. My brother been on the force and special forces and all that. Trained military and police and trained the community to defend themselves against any and everyone, including the state. And so we do that, you know. My thing is we need to take it further. And, you know, we taking the necessary steps. And again, I'm going into the political realm. And I'm taking all this with me. All right, so one, it's 3 points, okay? We need some political representation in each and every one of the 50 states and the 400 largest metropolitan centers. And we need defense systems. We need community policing and everything under that, from mini boot camps for our boys. So assuming like every black child should have to go through a black boot camp as soon as they get out of high school and serve a community for 2 years before they can go to college. That's what they do in Israel. As soon as a child get out of high school, they got to go to the military in Israel. Don't matter who you are, man, woman, and child. You got to go and serve at least 2 years in the military. And that makes adults. We don't got no adult-making machine in the ghettos of America. We need one. We need one. So for every one of the states, we need a center of command for defense. And that's going to include communications. And then for each and every one of the 400 largest metropolitan centers, we need a center for defense, all right? Our community policing and outreach, particularly. We need to be recruiting these young killers out here and turning them into soldiers for their people, okay? Now, how do you make all that jail? We need a very serious, something along the lines of nationalism. Some form of nationalism. It's no other way to put it. Some kind of nationalism to pull everybody together, okay? To be a united black America, we need something which unites us and pulls us together and makes us one. And as great an idea as United Black America is, as great as the Hebrew Israelite awakening is, I love my people being united. I love us being the people of God. As great as those things are, the thing that really binds us together culturally, the thing that has really bound us together culturally around the world, is hip hop. Hip hop has brought black people together spiritually, mentally and physically, more integrally than any other cultural phenomenon that is manifested since we've entered into the diaspora. Hip-hop. Now, I'm big on positive hip-hop. I do a positive hip-hop radio show. We're about to bring that to y'all online. You know, I've been saying that forever. But, you know, God's been working in my soul, and fortunately now he's really pulled all these things together for me. We need a positive hip-hop apparatus, a center of positive hip-hop outreach in each and every one of the 50 states. And then we need centers in each and every one of the 400 metropolitan centers. What is that going to give us, Brother Jabril? One, some of the most powerful ministers in Pan-African educators are hip-hop entertainers, right? Are hip-hop artists, right? Positive hip-hop artists. I mean, they don't talk about nothing negative or destructive whatsoever in their music, and they're effective, okay? I do hip-hop workshops, positive hip-hop. I did workshops all this summer, did nothing but show positive hip-hop music videos to youth, black youth, between the ages of 5 all the way up to 28. Each and every one of these kids' lives was changed to the point they'll never go back to the street. And if they hadn't been to the street, they never will go. Some of these positive hip-hop kids on the scene right now are so powerful. The music is so well-polished and so marketable because hip-hop production is so abundant and accessible now. Great hip-hop production and beats. It's so accessible right now. The positive hip-hop artists, particularly the youngest, man, they are shining and they have figured out the riddle. A lot of these kids, I'm 46, so I say kids, I mean cats 27 and younger. A lot of these kids, man, have figured out the riddle, like Yellow Pain, KB, Lecrae, 1K Few, Keith Wallace, just to name a few. A lot of these kids have figured out the riddle of how to hypnotize our kids instantly with this hip-hop stuff, to the point these kids can't let it go, can't get back, can't never let it go. They gotta be positive. They gotta be good. That's what's cool. They don't want nothing about this negative hip-hop. They've been deceived with this negative hip-hop for so long. Once it's revealed to them and they realize they got 808s and that a thump, they realize there's some real good mainstream music behind this positive hip-hop message. Shout out to the gospel hip-hop community. They're doing Brighton new things. I ain't talking about Kanye. But we need a positive hip-hop revolution in each and every one of the 400 largest metropolitan centers. If the Hebrew Israelites can organize this, they can organize a phenomena that black people around the world will point at, say, we see you, we see them. Hey, every government in the world, you see what they're doing? That is exactly what we want. And black people, you'll see black people all around the world stand in solidarity. This is what they're waiting for. This is the lion's roar. This is about the mysteries of the heavens and the earth. What we need first is to bring the kingdom out of us by virtue of our character. Now, I'm going to wrap it up. Again, we need political representation. I mean, we need brothers to go into the political circle. We don't need nobody to win. Yeah, we need people to win, but really, we don't need nobody to win. We need a voice, a unified voice. It says, I stand for African Americans. I don't care where they come from, and we are rising. And you're not going to quiet us. You're not going to silence us. You're going to hear our voices in each and every state. You're going to hear our voices in the political circuits in each and every metropolitan center within the nation. All at one time. And we're not going to stop yapping till we get what we want. And trust me, we will eventually articulate a constitution and a declaration of independence. Believe me, with all that action, it's inevitable. All right, secondly, we need defense apparatus organization and stuff. Fortunately, bless Grandmaster Jay for inspiring Black America to form more gun clubs and black militias, because this is legal. And this is what grown men do in the modern age, right? We don't go out to the corner and fist fight for no reason. Grown men strap up, grow up, pull their pants up, and defend their children and their wives, their mothers, and their grandmothers, right? That's what grown men do, right? We need community policing to the point to where it becomes a unified, assembled defense force nationally. If we so chose to become an army overnight, we could snap the finger and at the drop of a dime, black people all around America would have a unified system of defense, however strong or however weak, all around the world. That kind of action will lead to a demand for respect in such a way black people have never demanded. And it will ultimately demand your freedom. That's what it's going to do. Thirdly, we need a cultural revolution. And there's a cultural revolution taking place already within hip-hop. And we need to big it up. So, all right. That's it for tonight. I'll be back with y'all tomorrow. I love y'all. This is your brother Jabril Israel. Again, I'm going into the political arenas, and I'm taking all of this with me. I hate to be ambiguous, but obviously we can't tell the enemy everything we're going to do. I'll be back with y'all tomorrow. Love y'all. Peace and blessings.